highways and byways of Minnesota and North Dakota. Let's go to the Minnesota Twins caravan on the road to Fargo right now and check in with Minnesota Twins pitcher Anthony Swarzak. Hello, Anthony. How's your Monday afternoon going?
It's going okay. It's going all right. I'm hoping it warms up here soon, but I don't think it's going to.
Good luck with that. Yeah, good luck with that. Are you having trouble traveling, by the way, with the caravan? Because it sounds like it's some nasty road conditions out there.
Yeah, everything's taking us a little bit longer than it usually does today. But other than that, we're doing all right. We're just taking our time and making sure we're getting there safe. And everybody seems to be pretty happy with that. So we're going to hopefully that continues.
What do you think about doing the caravan? You've been around the Minnesota Twins now for a while, Anthony. Caravan, good thing, bad thing, love it, hate it, what?
Yeah, you know, I've been in the Twins organization 10 years now. And I drafted back in 2004. And I love the caravan and I love the Twins organization and everything, that the fans. It's still great, you know, to be able to come here and experience something different. You know, the weather is very different for me. And just great people up here in the Midwest, and just love it. You know, it means a lot to me to be able to come up here and experience all of this with great baseball fans.
I was kind of hoping you're going to do a Richard Sherman there and just start screaming about something crazy, Anthony. But you're not. you're not into that, I guess, huh?
No, not too much, man. That was pretty interesting. I'll tell you what, he was fired up though. That's different sport, different attitude.
What did you think about that? Because I was talking with listeners here before you came on and said, you know, right away I was kind of sitting in my Barca lounger last night going, whoa, that was a little different than most post-game interviews. But then as today went on, I said, you know, we always kind of beg for people to be honest and be raw emotionally when we talk to them in the media. And Richard Sherman was certainly that. So I guess I can't fault him for that. As a professional athlete, what'd you think about what he did and said last night?
Well, I mean, my first reaction, you know, I'm watching it live like most of the country, and it was, the first thing I said was, wow. But then I kind of processed everything that I heard and everything that I saw, and, you know, he was just really fired up, you know. It's an intense game. It was a huge play, a huge situation. Nobody knows exactly what was said between the two the entire game as well, you know. Football's a very different game. So nobody really knows. I mean, my personal opinion, I didn't think he was too crazy, but it's just me.
Anthony Swarzak, Minnesota Twins, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. He will be in Fargo later today for the Minnesota Twins caravan at the venue at the Hub. Minnesota Twins prospects for 2014, Anthony. The team made some off-season moves, signed a couple of pitchers for the starting rotation. Things, at least on paper, are looking a little beefier with the guys who take the mound every day, take the ball to start the game. Your thoughts on some of the moves the Twins have made, signing Ricky Nolasco and Phil Hughes and others?
Oh, I think it's great. I think all the arms that we could get in the organization, the better. I mean, we've got some pretty good young arms coming up that everyone's going to get a chance to see a lot of here soon. And now we just added those two guys that you just talked about, you know, Nolasco and Hughes, who obviously are established and they have the innings already under their belt. And hopefully, you know, they could lead us to some more wins this year. It'd be great. And I'm looking for Mike Pelfrey to step it up this year, too. He had some really, really good starts for us last year, and hopefully he could be a little more consistent. And I think we're going to have a very, very good team.
Now, you had a strong year in the bullpen last year, really your first year when you spent it exclusively in the bullpen. I think you appeared in 48 games. You had a 2.91 ERA, very strong season for you. Are you slotted for the bullpen for sure this year, Anthony, or do you think that you're going to get a chance to maybe take up that fifth spot in the rotation or work your way into that rotation?
Right now, I have a locker and a jersey in spring training, and anything after that, I'll fight for it and I'll earn it. And that's the way I am. That's the way I'll always be. As of right now, you know, we went out and we signed those guys, and we just made our team that much stronger. So I'm all for that. I don't care when I pitch or how I pitch. I just want to pitch. And I'm going to come into spring training ready to go, and a little friendly competition is good for everybody.
It always is. Yeah, there's no question about that. When you're in the bullpen, a lot is made by we in the public and the media about the bullpen getting worn out because the Twin starters didn't last a long time last year. Looking at your numbers, you, I don't think, felt the effects of that. Did you not feel the effects of that, or were you immune to it, or what happened there, Anthony?
Well, you know, I threw 96 innings and out of the bullpen, and I think I had 48 appearances, and, you know, that's a lot of innings. But I felt great. I was prepared to throw 100, 200 innings, and I got to 96. And I'm not going to lie, I had a little bit more in the gas tank. And I'm working out the same way this year. I feel very, very good with how I feel. And if they ask me to get 200 innings this year, I'll be ready to go.
Ron Gardenhire will be returning as the Twins manager. There was some question about whether that was going to happen. Rick Anderson going to return as the pitching coach. There was some question about whether that was going to happen. Your thoughts on Gardy coming back and whether the team's going to be able to respond to that?
Oh, man, I was so happy and so relieved to see that that all worked out the way it did. And Gardy is a really, really good manager. He's a great manager. He really is. He's a player's manager. He really cares about every one of those guys that put the jersey on for him, and he really cares about the fans and everything that goes into Minnesota Twins. And that's all you could ask for from a manager, is that he cares and he gives it his all. And that's exactly what Gardy does, and that's all you could ask for.
Joe Mauer going to move from catcher to first base full-time this year. First of all, two-part question. First of all, your thoughts on Mauer going to first base. That's going to be a little bit different thing for him.
I think Joe's going to be just fine over there at first base. I'm very excited to see him over there and watch him work and go about his business as the professional that he is. It's going to be fun to watch him. And I'm excited to see what he could do at the plate, too, without getting down behind that catching, getting down there and catching, you know, every few days. It wears on your body. So it'd be nice to get him over to first base and keep him in the lineup all the time and see what he could do. It's going to be fun.
Now, as a pitcher, how would that affect the staff having Joe Mauer, one of the best defensive catchers in the game, move out from behind the plate? You're going to have Kurt Suzuki, Chris Herrmann, Josemil Pinto. There'll be a couple of different guys back there. How does that affect the staff?
I think it's going to be great. I mean, it's, once again, friendly competition is good. And when you got a young stud like Pinto and you got a little veteran guy like Suzuki, you know, they're gonna push each other. You know, hopefully get the best out of each other, and it should be fun to watch.
All-Star game coming to Target Field in 2014. I'm sure you would love to participate in the All-Star game, but your thoughts on that coming to Minneapolis this year? Going to be a big weekend in July for the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, it's going to be great for the Twins organization and people in Minnesota to be able to be a part of that All-Star game there. It's a beautiful field, beautiful stadium, and it should be a lot of fun there. That weekend there, that the midweek is going to be pretty crazy down there in Minneapolis.
You sure you hopefully, don't want to? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's okay. Hopefully I could be a part of it this year. That'd be real nice.
You sure you don't want to go Richard Sherman for us, for our audience here, and do something crazy so we can put it on tape and use it over and over again, or are you okay with that?
No, I'm okay with that. I think I'll pass.
Hey, congratulations on your contract. I know you're recently signed a contract. You were an arbitration-eligible guy. So congratulations on getting that done, and we're looking forward to seeing it tonight, Anthony.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It was nice talking to you.
You bet. Anthony Swarzak, Minnesota Twins pitcher, on the road.